The Deputy Public Affairs Director of the Ghana Police Service, DSP Freeman Tete, says it's too early to divulge information to the public on efforts being made to arrest the rest of the accomplices involved in the killing of the Ebuakwa North MP, JB Dankwedu. Speaking to Radio Ghana on speculations in the media about the arrest of the suspect, Mr. Tete said the police are making a good headway. He spoke to George Ankra.
The whole thing started from the Accra Regional Police Command, but it had been transferred to the homicide unit of the Ghana Police Service, specifically at the CID headquarters. So they are the lead investigative unit handling this particular case. But that does not take any responsibility from the Accra region. So yesterday, we've been told that one of the accomplices have been arrested. So we are still on the lookout for the rest. And our investigators and other people are seriously on the ground to make sure that this brains behind the murder of the Member of Parliament are hunted and brought to book.
We understand the one in your grip now confessed to the crime. How true is that?
That we've not issued any official statement to that effect. The police are still interrogating him, so it's early days yet for us to start coming out with information. Those are just snippets of information that some media houses might have picked. But officially, the police have not come out with what he actually said. But it's not, because it's not healthy, it's not advisable for us to start running around with whatever information we've gotten from this gentleman, because they are quite sensitive information that might be processed and then officially issued to the public, because it's on need-to-know basis.
You know, we have porous border points and entry points in this country. What is the guarantee that by now the real suspects have not absconded out of?
Yes, we are members of the other police associations. Ghana Police Service, part of Interpol, and then we collaborate with other country security agencies. So even if they happen to run to a country and we know the person has run to this particular country, we'll still collaborate with that country security forces and then do whatever possible to make sure that they grab those people for us. You remember the case of this gentleman who shot two policemen at Bunkrugu. He ran to Togo, but he was arrested and brought back to this country, and he's still facing trial.
How true is it that the one you have arrested now is a beneficiary of the Justice for All program?
We have still not come out officially with that. It will continue to remain a rumor or a speculation. We have to establish that officially and communicate that to the public. So whatever that is out there will remain speculation. The police command, whether Accra region or the headquarters, has not officially issued a statement to that effect. So it will continue to remain as a speculation.
DSP Freeman Tete cautioned people on social media to exercise patience and not run ahead of police investigations, adding that every bit of information regarding these high-profile investigations would be made known to the public.
But look at it, the social media is running ahead of everybody, so we are cautioning our brothers who are addicted to the social media to just take care, to relax, and get things officially from the police. We have a communication unit that we know the public must know, but we are also conducting sensitive investigation into matters, and certain information must be kept to us for us to process them. But if they are massaged in the media, I think it will create problem for all of us.
Already, the identity of the one you have arrested, which would have been kept secret, has been blown, and it's even in the papers. Why should it be so?
Yes, it's in the papers, all right, but it will not affect investigation. We will still work with what we've gotten.
So if that is so, why would you want to caution the social media? Because if they are the people who are churning out...
The media is actually running ahead of the investigation. So we just want to alert the media that you definitely get information, but there shouldn't be speculation. I'm not chastising the media, but let's tread cautiously. That is what I'm telling my colleagues in the media and those using the social media.
DSP Tete, you have had some other high-profile cases in the past. Investigations have not been concluded and we've not been hearing anything. How sure are we? There's even one case relating to this Kuala robbery thing. Yesterday it was in the papers that the three suspects could not be identified in court. The prosecutor went there and the people were not in court. The suspicion is that they have absconded.
No, the two gentlemen, as far as we know, are still in the grip of the police. They were badly injured and they were kept at the police hospital for treatment. So maybe that might have accounted for the reason why they were not brought to court. That does not suggest that they were absconded. They are still in the custody of the police, whether at the hospital or in police cell. They are still in the custody of the police. They've not run away. They are there. Because there's a high danger if a suspect ran away. And there's a bigger punishment. So every police person who is keeping a suspect knows the consequences of playing loose for a suspect to run away. But it has not come to the attention of the police administration that a suspect has run away. And I can say it on authority that none of the suspects in the Kuala robbery case has run away. They are still in the custody of the police. So non-appearance in court does not suggest that the suspect has run away.
The police is also being accused of indiscriminate shooting. I have done a bit of intelligence, and I know that because you don't have the bulletproofs and those things, some of your people are forced to react quickly before the armed robbers start attacking. What program of sensitization do you have for them?
It's no excuse at all. When you flout the rules of engagement, you will still be answerable to it.